Learn Spanish, beginner.
Aprende español en 5 minutos and stop being a beginner.
Bienvenido o bienvenida, my dear Spanish beginner. Hoy es jueves y como cada jueves tenemos reto de la semana. En el reto de esta semana, in the challenge of this week, we have two different verbs. We have verbo poder and we have verbo saber. If you try to look up these two words in the dictionary, you will see that poder can be translated as to be able to, and saber can be translated as to know something. And you will say, well, Sergio, there are two different verbs here. Actually, in theory, it cannot be possible that there is one difference. But yeah, normally in English, when you want to say these two sentences that I'm going to say you now, in the next seconds, you will see that there is one big difference between verbo saber and verbo poder, especially if you try to translate it in English. Pay attention. No puedo nadar bien. No sé nadar bien. As you can hear, you can translate these two sentences as I cannot swim well. But in the Spanish, we make a difference because this can, this to be able to, can be poder or can be saber. What happened if I say I cannot swim well, no puedo nadar bien? Maybe you have a physical problem. You cannot do it, maybe because you have broken your leg. And I don't know, you have one friend who say, ah, Sergio, vamos al agua, eh? come to the water. And you say, no puedo porque me he roto la pierna. I broken my leg. I cannot do it physically. But maybe, at the same time, you know how to do it. Sabes cómo hacerlo. Sabes nadar, pero no puedes. Why? Because there's something, some actions in this life that you have to learn. That's based on the knowledge. In this case, nadar is something that you have to learn how to do it. You don't born knowing how nadar. And for this reason, we say saber nadar. Poder is for something that is physically, if you can do it or you cannot do it, in this case because I broke my leg. And at the same time, I can saber nadar. Yo sé nadar, pero no puedo nadar. But this difference between saber and poder can be also psychological. For example, you can say, no puedo escuchar. We are going to imagine, chicos y chicas, that someone call to our cell phone, to our mobile, and there is a lot of noise. We cannot hear anything, and we say, lo siento, pero no puedo escucharte. Or maybe because the mobile signal is not working or something like this. You have problem to hear. In this case, you can say, no puedo. But, by the contrast, you also can say, I'm this kind of person who no sabe escuchar bien. In this case, if you say, no sé escuchar bien, it's something more related to the psychological affective factor. It means that maybe you are not open-minded, that you don't respect the point of view of the other, maybe tolerant, maybe empathetic. And in this case, you are this kind of people who no sabe escuchar bien. That, as you can see, it's the same, more or less the same idea as before. Can, poder, it's more related to physical circumstances, physical conditions, like can be your own body, in the case that you have broken your leg, or that can be the environment, in this case, a noisy place. And by the contrast, saber is something more related to the knowledge or to the psychological affective dimension. It's also more related to something that you need to develop, that you need to know, to learn, that you need time to be this kind of person. In this case, escuchar bien, saber escuchar bien, eh? To be open-minded, empathetic. And the last example that I'm going to give you, it's the case of no puedo volar. Nobody puede volar. At least, if you are Superman, you can do it. And in this case, if you're Superman, you can say, you know what? Puedo volar. I have this skill. I can do it. But we never know. I'm not a fan of Superman. Sorry if you have heard this, because maybe it appears in one chapter. I don't know. I never seen any chapter of Superman where he was studying or he was developing the knowledge of saber volar. Maybe there are some lessons in the Superman life in which he can aprender a volar. In this case, I'm pretty sure, because I've seen the movie, that Superman puede volar and also sabe volar, but I don't know if he has learned this in one school or someone has taught him how to do it. So, my dear Spanish beginner, este ha sido el reto de la semana. I have some news. I don't know if they are good news, but they are news, because now I'm involved in new projects. There will be some changes in the next week. You will have the last podcast next Monday, el siguiente lunes, and you will see that from there will be just one podcast every Monday, and this one podcast will be one reto de la semana. Sorry, because I have a lot of things I have to do now, and I just can prepare one podcast every week. I will give you more news, but mientras tanto, gracias por haber participado en este reto de la semana.
Subscribe to this podcast and visit learnspanishbeginner.com para dejar definitivamente de ser un beginner.